888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
From the Triton Financial Golf Classic coming up and the impact...
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
News Radio 590 KL...
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Mark Thomas. A retired State Department official that had top secret security clearance and his wife have been arrested for allegedly spying for Cuba. The Justice Department says Walter Myers and his wife Gwendolyn were arrested by federal agents in Washington, D.C. The State Department alleges the couple were spies for the Cuban government for nearly 30 years and claims that at one time the couple met with Cuban leader Fidel Castro. The Saturn brand is being sold by General Motors to Penske Automotive Group. The two companies have confirmed the sale, which GM says will save more than 350 dealerships and 13,000 jobs. Since GM debuted the brand in 1990, Saturn has sold more than 4 million vehicles, with more than 80% of them still on the road. The Labor Department's latest jobless figures show employers nationwide cut 345,000 jobs in May. That's the lowest job cuts figure since last September. The overall unemployment rate, however, rose to a 26-year high of 9.4% last month. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, I feel fat today? Or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. EverCleanse will flatten out your midsection, reduce love handles, and bellies and bloating have been disappearing in just days. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by exercising or starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Call now to receive a very special offer.
Call 800-567-5598. Ask about a free supply. 800-567-5598. That's 800-567-5598.
At least 29 children were killed and several others injured when a fire swept through a daycare center Friday in the northern Mexican city of Hermosillo. Most of the children died of smoke inhalation. A Mexican official says the children range in age from 3 or 4 months to 2 or 3 years old. The official says it has not been determined where or how the fire started, but some Mexican media outlets are reporting the blaze may have erupted in a nearby warehouse or tire shop. A change could be in the wind concerning detainees at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The Obama administration is considering allowing terrorism suspects at Guantanamo Bay who are facing the death penalty to plead guilty without receiving a full trial. The New York Times reports the changes being investigated by the administration would be designed to resolve an ambiguity in a 2006 law covering military commissions. The newspaper reports the guilty plea proposal is contained in draft legislation that would be sent to Congress. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
My name is John DiMartino. I'm from Colorado, and I started using Andy Willoughby three-step plan. I'm 56 years old, and I feel renewed. I'm happy. I'm excited about my financial future. This is a stress-relieving business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby. If you're tired of worrying about money all the time, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
The top Senate Republican refuses to close the door on a filibuster over Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. Jerry Bodlander has more.
As lawmakers pore over the 3,600 cases that Judge Sotomayor was involved in and the answers she provided the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters a filibuster remains an option.
I think the precedent's been firmly established by the now majority. That's a tool available.
McConnell added it's much too early to say if that'll happen. But he also said he's concerned about Sotomayor's repeated comment that ethnicity or gender leads to better decision-making. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A New Jersey father returns home from Brazil empty-handed as his international custody battle continues to get back his son. David Goldman says he's worried for his son, Sean, after three court-appointed psychologists say he's under emotional stress.
There's evidence that he is being emotionally damaged. He's been told that I've abandoned him.
Goldman says he'll keep fighting to get back his 9-year-old son. Goldman's son
son has been in Brazil since his biological mother took him there on vacation in 2004 and then divorced Goldman, marrying a Brazilian native. When the mother died of childbirth complications, Sean was handed over to his stepfather's family. Earlier this week, a Brazilian Supreme Court justice suspended a lower court order that would have granted Goldman immediate custody of his son on Wednesday. Goldman's case gained international attention when the U.S. government got involved, pushing Brazilian authorities for the boy's return to his father. I'm Mark Thomas. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Spicewood Springs Road and 183. And tell them.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your...
Over there, who's 85 years old. I brought my fire.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We are being dehumanized. We are being enslaved. We are being conditioned to not care about horrible crimes being committed against our fellow humans, scientifically by design, so that when we are abused, our neighbors, our friends, our communities will stand by and let it happen. We are being conditioned, we are being taught that it is okay to torture and to be tortured, that it's okay for the government to spy on you without warrants, that it's okay for police to wear black uniforms and masks, that cameras in schoolrooms and on street corners are normal. We are going from a state of incredible liberty and freedom and dynamic creativity into a rapidly evolving situation of total despotism and enslavement. A lot of things happened this week that really brought into focus a lot of the research and stories I've been working on over the last 13 years. And more when I come on the radio, on the weekday show or the Sunday evening abbreviated transmission from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, I realize that everything else I'm covering, all the other important news stories, like British and U.S. courts ruling that police can torture U.S. citizens. Yes, it's publicly a torture U.S. citizens and non-terror related, and it just is a footnote in the Buffalo newspaper, a footnote in the London Guardian. And I have scores of such articles. I have a stack of probably 30, 40 articles here in front of me, and they all pale in significance towards the root of all of this, the mindset of all of this. And that is eugenics. So today, I want to go over some of the latest developments concerning the global government that's openly been announced, openly set up, and its openly stated goal of carrying out forced population reduction. And the fact that the general public
has been sold on going along with this bill of goods, and that the general public, even if you're immoral and believe that 80% of the public should be killed, don't you understand you're going to be amongst that 80%? You're not part of the elite. I'm going to go over the latest news and break this down and talk about the biggest secret, which isn't really a secret anymore. It's now being pushed. It's being mainlined. It's being mainstreamed because they've built their world government. Now they're getting ready to go ahead with the end. They got their means, their world government, but what is the means to the end? They've got their system to carry this out. What is it they want to carry out? As they set up their world government and as they complete the final beta test of this and roll it out, this technocratic terror, as they launch this against humanity, what is it they're launching? I think that needs to be discussed. Instead of just getting caught up in kind of that eddy pool, that Groundhog Day of arguing, does the world government exist or is there a eugenics plan, or these silly childlike games where it's all in thousands of white papers and even on the news, but then when you criticize, they play the psychological trick and say, oh, you're crazy, that doesn't exist. Very, very silly. So we'll just bypass that mindless debate and get right to the facts that are in our face every single day now. Later in the show, if they can find it, did you guys find that promo I was talking about from that local Austin show? Because I was driving in to do my weekday show from 11 to 3. I get ready for my radio show at home, and I drive into the office at about 10:30. And I heard a local show, which is I tune into because I'm on that station. We do the Sunday show out of it, News Radio 590, KLBJ, fine talk station, award-winning. And I even know both the men that do the show. I like the show. It's very entertaining, very well done. They're very talented. And more often than not now, lately when I tune in, they make little jokes about me, which I see as a friendly thing. I mean, they're even plugging PrisonPlanet.com. But in just a 15 minutes driving from home to work, I heard basically everything that frustrates me encapsulated. Everything that really makes me wake up with nightmares encapsulated, because I want to warn the good people of this country, and I know I'm right. I know I have the documents and the legislation and the history, and I've done the research, but I also know it's so horrible what I talk about that I don't blame people for not believing me, especially because I get wound up and upset about it. But that's a catch-22. You're supposed to get upset about things like this. So we'll play the clip when we come back and then get into the actual news. But this is a real-world microcosm of this. The Austin police continue to shoot Hispanics and blacks in the back every few months in Austin. And regardless of which side of that debate you're on, it'll be a mentally retarded black man waving a stick at the cops, and the cop shoots him 15 feet away. Clearly no reason to do that. You know, there's this excessive force. And you see the stories around the country of an autistic kid, and he won't answer the cops, so they shoot him. Or they taser him, and they fall down and get back up and scream for mommy. It scares the cop. They gun him down. You know, regardless of which side of that debate you're on, that's going on here in Austin. And, you know, guys in the back of a car, they both get shot. The cops say, we thought they were going for a gun. There was no gun. But the media kind of leaves that out there and says, where's the gun? The media knows there's no gun. They know that's in the police reports. They know that's admitted. It's just they just keep that debate going about, was there a gun? So they don't have to say the cops are wrong. Cops said, we thought he was going for a gun. There was no gun. They'd be all over the news showing you the gun. And, yeah, this guy had been arrested for drugs a month before. Regardless, that doesn't mean you can kill anybody who's out at night in a car. Now, if you're going to get some Bluebell ice cream at midnight, are you going to get killed next? The issue here is this. I'm not discussing the police not having their squad car videos on. Of course, now they're having to admit they actually did, but they're not releasing it. They're now starting to have to come out because they're having trouble covering this up, and they're now having to admit he didn't have a gun, and they're now having to admit all this, but it's not about all that. That's not the issue. A caller called in and said, you know, they treat the blacks and Hispanics on the east side of Austin, Texas, and they have these, you know, type north, south, east, west, all over the country. The other side of the tracks, you all have similar stories in your towns or cities, that they treat them differently than they treat the wealthy areas. You know, in Miami, where it's mainly Hispanic, they treat the wealthy Hispanic areas differently than the poor Hispanic areas. I think it's more of a money thing, a class thing, because the police treat people that they know can sue them a little bit better than those that they don't. When we come back, I know this is kind of a riddle so far. I'm gonna break down this microcosm that illustrates everything, because the caller called in and said this is basically a eugenics program. Blacks and Hispanics are expendable. And the host made a joke going, oh, yeah, PrisonPlanet.com. Then a lady calls in and says, yeah, let's kill all the Mexicans. And she was serious. Stay with us. I'll explain it.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 5th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 980.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1,868, 504, 34 for the half ounce and 252.17 for a quarter ounce. That's 1,868, 504, 34 and 252.17.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads a attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it. But with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazard. Hazard utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, 3 respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazard.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazard.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazard today.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement.
We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
That's what we're doing, trying to fight the New World Order in this devilish system. We're fighting the people that trained the Nazis. The Nazis were a mere shadow of their mother, kind of like Grendel is a mere shadow of his maker. And who is the Beowulf to take them on? That is you, the people of this country and this world, who have the dynamic human spirit made in the image of God. That is what is going to counter the New World Order. Okay, so I know about Margaret Sanger and the foundation of the modern U.S. technological scientific complex, the Rockefeller Foundation. It's all public information about their plan to kill all blacks and to highly reduce anybody else of color and to kill off most whites that could compete with them. That's their view. And I'm going to go over the evidence of that coming up here today. But the issue is, I'm driving along and I hear about, you know, this big debate about rioting that even happened a few weeks ago when they shot these two black guys, killing one asleep in the car. Rolled up, no loudspeaker, no lights. And yes, it's police policy to turn the lights on and say, you there in the car, get out, hands up, or whatever, if the police think that it's suspicious, and that's fine and dandy. But that's not the debate here. I'm driving along and I hear a caller go, well, they just don't care as much about blacks and Hispanics. You know, this is basically eugenics. They just want to get rid of them. And I think the host of the show rightfully got it. It was probably one of my listeners. And they said, really? Prisonplanet.com. Yeah, there's a plan to kill all the blacks and Hispanics. And I'm okay. Very funny. You know, that's fine. It doesn't bother me. I mean, I got a thick skin. I've had Rush Limbaugh attack me. I've had big Democrats attack me. I've had national TV attack me. The New York Times and Bloomberg and L.A. Times attacked me last week. Got thick skin. It means I'm doing my job. And plus, I've shook both those guys' hands before. I've even worked with Pryor's brother. Nice guy. They were just having fun. It's a fun show. But then what came up next is what upset me. And they did counter this lady, and that's good. But see, they were experiencing exactly what I'm talking about, but that is in high places. The attitude of this lady is exactly what runs the New World Order. But she's a low-level minion who's being attacked by the very same eugenics program, but she's got this arrogant, uppity attitude of, yeah, go ahead and kill the Hispanics and blacks because they're all scum, they're all basically drug addicts, they all are gangbangers, they deserve to die. Abort them before they're born. Now, I almost called Friday when I heard this lady, because right as I'm getting out of the car, I hear her call in before I go and do my own show. And I just said, you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. And I did go on the show and you know, mention it and cover some eugenics news. But then I'm driving in to do the show today in these studios, and I hear the promo of clips of the lady saying it. So I thought, well, this is perfect. I'll just play the promo their show. That'll, you know, kind of a win-win here. And mention what this lady was saying. See, to them, to the host of a local show, who were nice guys, it's so alien to think that people want to kill all the blacks and Mexicans and Hispanics because they're not psychopathic killers. They're nice guys that run in marathons and have families and, you know, are funny guys. Well, see, guys, you got to grow up. You got to look into what I'm saying before you dismiss it. Because what I'm saying is so hardcore and shocking, I don't blame you for not wanting to believe it. But you better understand that I have the evidence and I'm telling you the truth. And that goes for everybody else out there that can't believe what I'm covering and what I'm saying. Look, just take the challenge, the Taster's Choice, the Pepsi Challenge, whatever you want to call it. Take the challenge. Look into eugenics. Look into eugenics, Margaret Sanger, Hitler. Google that. Or IBM, eugenics, Hitler. Or Microsoft, eugenics, and prepare yourself. It's all them saying it. It's not me. You understand? Now, let's go ahead and play this clip. Here it is.
I highly doubt that they're targeting the Eastside or the Mexican community, but I kind of think it's a good thing if they did.
The Todd and Don Show, weekday mornings at 10.
It takes care of those damn thugs that are running around with guns, pointing them at the cops, and then our chicken city council gives them money. Let them abort those kids. That's one less gang member we have to worry about. One less illegal that's dropping a baby.
The Todd and Don Show, weekday mornings at 10 on News Radio 590 KLBJ.
Now, I've covered that. Now, this is only the news that I printed in 5 minutes. Right before showtime, I decided to go ahead and go in this direction because of driving in. I heard that promo. And I just printed these in 5 minutes. That means I searched the articles and printed them. I have like 8 of them here. How do these tie together? Bad CPS bill deserves a good veto. This article reports, and I've got the bill here, SB 1064. This is in Texas again, but it's happening all over the country because the globalists internationally write these bills and have their lobbies pass them locally, that CPS no longer needs a warrant, probable cause, anything. They can just come steal your kids without even telling you or a judge or anybody. Before, they would get these fake little family court things swore out by these judges that on CNN they report get campaign donations from the child kidnapping foundations that sell these kids out for $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 sometimes for a blonde-haired, blue-eyed kid. And I had a senator on a few weeks ago reporting about how they have public bounties in Georgia for blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids. This is on record. They literally go out, find an excuse, find a bruise on a first-grade blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl's leg because some rich family in Connecticut wants them. And in a couple of weeks, she's there. Mommy and daddy don't get her. Now, how does that tie into this? Listen to this. Obama's elite agenda, black abortion for profit. That's out of a whole bunch of mainstream news. We'll go over that. Another site, Planned Parenthood. Remember last year it came out that people would call up Planned Parenthood and say, yeah, I want to donate money to abort just black babies. And they start getting excited going, oh, yeah, that's what we're here for. Oh, yeah. And this week I'm going to go get all those clips again. I'm going to do a whole hour on this, maybe 2 hours on this. And Margaret Sanger quotes and the rest of it. And then how does that tie into the Financial Times of London headline of a week ago of billionaires meet in secret to promote world population reduction? See, how does all this tie together? I'm going to go over this in the next segment and then take your calls, but here is the issue. To the racist whites who have this attitude of, look, just abort the black and Hispanic babies. Kill all the children on the east side of Austin. And then I heard other callers this week saying the same thing. I mean, these are psychos. And this is an attitude I've heard from CPS and, quote, liberals over and over again is, well, we got to abort all these brown babies. Nobody wants them. What are you going to adopt them? It's funny. There are more requests every year for adoption than there are children. And they don't tell all these mothers, hey, go ahead and have the baby and then adopt it. No, they tell them, go ahead and kill that baby. But then if the woman goes ahead and has the baby, they then come in and try to CPS and kidnap the kid to keep it in the market. That's kind of like the big cartels in the 20s and 30s. This is on record, congressional testimony. The big companies that were shipping in heroin, opium, cocaine, Coca-Cola. That's why it's called Coke. They were losing their monopoly, shipping coke and heroin in, so they made it illegal so they could use the police to knock out their competition and then jack up the price. Kind of like they don't want you knowing about how you can give your baby up for adoption instead of abort it, because they want to make sure the level of adopted kids stays down so they can kidnap them and get more money.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more.
No, things aren't what they used to be. Foreign offshore banks are using the government to grab General Motors, cut it up in pieces. They're selling almost the entire company to the Russians, the Italians, the Chinese, the folks down in Brazil. And you're paying for it as taxpayers to have the companies spun off. Saturn, Hummer, it's all being hacked up in pieces. Chrysler's going to Fiat. And you're paying to have it shipped overseas. It's like you pay with tax rebates to companies to leave the United States. So that's why Blackwater and Halliburton and all these big patriotic you know, companies that had to have no-bid contracts during the Iraq war. You know, they're defending America. Red, white, and blue. So we'll go over all of that coming up as well. But it is June 7th, Sunday, June 7th, 2009. You know, let's talk facts here about how modern science that we know developed in the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th century, starting with Lord Malthus, Sir Malthus, saying that they needed to exterminate the majority of the British population and figure out how to spread plagues on them, how to put them in compact cities and kill them because the population was overpopulated. That was in 1750, thereabouts, that he first published. And then Darwin comes along and says the same thing, and then the social Darwinists pick up with that, and his cousin, Sir Francis Galton, comes out and creates the theory of eugenics, which the royals just loved, you know, saying the elites are better bred and the masters of the planet, and the mere fact that they're in control gives them divine right of kings, that they got in control. And most of the Wedgwood, Galton, Darwin family would die. They'd have five sons and four of them would die because they were all intermarried. They were all marrying each other's first cousins because they thought they were the master race. So the scientific elite were all intermarrying for hundreds of years, just like the royalty was intermarrying. It's all delusions of grandeur. Totally mentally ill, like some, you know, breed of German pointer dog that, or chow, you know, it's been overbred. Just endlessly breeding the dog till it just sits there in the corner shaking and urinating on itself and yipping and yapping with delusions of grandeur. That's who runs things. Just inbred filth. And so by the 1890s, eugenics is adopted as law in England, law in the United States, law in France and Germany, and even Mexico. And by 1920, 34 states in the U.S., it's law. The police drop by with social workers, and people would say, I have a right to a trial. I have a right to a jury. You can't take me because I'm poor and sterilize me. You can't. And they would so they set up family courts and health departments. It was a doctor in a lab coat that came. And so they said, oh, yes, you have a Bill of Rights, but not when it's for medical reasons. And then the local uppities in the towns would say, yes, sterilize that white trash and sterilize those blacks and Mexicans and Chinese. And on the books, they took a half a million white women. They took millions of blacks, but good records of that weren't kept. And they took the majority of the Native American population, still going on today, and they say, you want health care, we got to do a procedure, and they sterilize you. And then, see, a lot of people are listening right now all over the country going, yeah, yeah, there's too many people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, you've been taught that. And the issue is, what I'm going to tell you, here's the big kicker. You're being sterilized too, dummy. You're drinking sodium fluoride that attacks every gland in the body and attacks reproduction and massively increases cancer. Just Google cancer research sodium fluoride. You'll be reading U.S. government documents in the 20s. That's where Hitler and Stalin got their idea to put it in the water. That's in Pulitzer Prize-winning books on World War II, that they would put it in the water supply. See, I know you were taught to laugh about it. I know it's funny. Yes, you've been drinking a deadly toxin, a deadly sedative. That's why. But you've got enough of your humanity left to listen to me. Listen to me carefully. You can shake off the drugs you're on. They forcibly medicate you through the water. They shoot you up with the mercury. Don't believe me? Just Google 3 times increase in Alzheimer's after 3 flu shots. You'll see government studies. They've increased the mercury in the flu shot. So see, you're saying kill everybody in the black side of the Mexican side of town. You're saying kill, 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 because they're all gang member scum. Just like you heard the woman earlier. But then you don't understand that when you really read the eugenics documents, they say, we're going to sell the well-to-do and middle-class whites on doing this to blacks and others, but our real target is them, the eugenicist view, because they are of superior bloodline and may challenge our hegemonic world dictatorship, so we have to actually target most, just like a farmer would do, you know, trimming the trees is the way they describe it. Bad sons, the little baby trees coming up underneath the tree, underneath the crepe myrtle or the oak. We have to kill most of them and then select the only best ones we want for interbreeding with ourselves. So, see, you're driving around going, yeah, kill the Mexicans and blacks. But, see, you don't know. You've already been hit by, write this down. Write this down as you drive down the road. Soft kill weapon. And when you get home today, if you still know how to type that in, and you're not too busy watching sports and acting tough, soft kill weapon. And you'll read Pentagon documents. Silent weapons for quiet wars. It's a very quiet war what they're doing to you right now. What they're doing to me. And the technocrats and most of the minions who are even in on this think they're immune. But you'll always notice a research scientist, somebody involved at higher levels who's got a big piece of the puzzle and knows what they're part of but still believes in it, you'll notice nothing but distilled water. Nothing but properly, nothing but organic food. They've engineered these foods by design. Every major GMO crop has been studied, and they are specifically selecting it to create different interactions in the body that sterilize all rodent populations, guinea pigs, rats, rabbits, doesn't matter. And that's why women are going sterile, men are going sterile. That's a fact. You're being hit and hit hard. And I'm sorry, laughing and giggling about it doesn't change it. That men, that's why you're effeminate. That's why you look like women. Even if you try to run and exercise and lift weights, your testosterone's been massively reduced. You're under chemical and biological attack. That's why we're all turning in to ninnies. And the women are hyper-feminine, and that's why they're getting breast cancer, which is generally hormonally triggered. You can look at those studies. Now, having your breast rot off painfully and dying isn't fun. You might want to end all your fake liberal and conservative baloney ideology. Because let me tell you something, the big secret. The real racists are smart, folks. They don't run around wearing white hoods and burning crosses. They act like loving liberals. That's why black high schools all over the country and elementary schools are called Margaret Sanger Elementary. I went to a predominantly black school in kindergarten by White Rock Lake. And it was Margaret Sanger Elementary. Big joke that her statues out front many of the black schools. It's a big joke. She called blacks subhuman that had to be exterminated. She called them weeds, animals. And you can read her famous letters to the big Procter & Gamble family foundation and to Colgate and others, where she's saying, yes, we've got to pose as if we're liberals that love the blacks, and we're going to break up their families and pay their women not to have men in the houses, and we're going to drug them, and we're hiring all these black leaders and black doctors so they'll trust us and take the injections. Oh, yeah, you can Google that and read it online, but don't just believe that. Send off to the different universities, the main ones in Missouri, and get actual photocopies of it from the library. Have that come in the mail to you and open it up from the university archives and read it like we did for Endgame when I made that film. And then know it for yourself. And then you get upset if you're a talk show host telling about this and you're riding down the road getting made fun of by other talk show hosts. See, because then it's not funny anymore. Then you're not in Kansas anymore. Then it's not all a big joke anymore. See? Now, when we come back, I'm going to keep rolling with this information, then your calls and a bunch of news on the economy and a lot more coming up. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Stay with us.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
So when you read Margaret Sanger and hundreds of other top eugenicists, you know, federal government chiefs, state governors, it's all their letters back and forth to each other and even handbooks they published for social working. Social working was founded to carry out racial hygiene, to spy on the community, to go around and kidnap people's children. That's why we always, you know, hear the stories about Hitler. Hitler would take Germans' children. The state would steal their kids, and Russia would steal people's kids. Russia picked up, the communists picked up the same eugenics plan, which was, again, funded by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds on record. I mean, if you just go to the encyclopedia, I don't just mean Wikipedia because it's inaccurate a lot, but actually what Wikipedia has on the Rockefeller Foundation is accurate because I've bought their books. I've actually read their minutes, the congressional testimony. But you can go to other online encyclopedias and read and then link through to the Rockefeller Foundation's own federal filings where it's all eugenics. The whole foundation's for eugenics. And how they funded the Soviets and the Nazis, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, how they funded the Human Genome Project at Cold Springs Harbor, the birthplace of U.S. eugenics. The head of it had to step down last year, remember? Dr. Watson, for saying blacks weren't human on the news. They're not trying to find out all your genetic codes because they want to be sweet to you, folks. They're finding out for race-specific bioweapons, as even the Austin American Statesman reported 2 years ago about Dick Cheney in a policy report saying we need to deploy race-specific bioweapons to kill certain races. And the Austin American Statesman finally wrote a good story and said, why is Dick Cheney talking about wiping out certain races? And they even got weird African black leaders that go to these conferences and talk about wiping out most of the blacks. But I guess they get all this money and all this power from the globalists, so I guess they get off on it. I mean, this is serious business. And, you know, I read this a week ago on air, but I'm going to cover it again right now. ABC News covered it. Tomorrow I'm going to play a clip of it where they describe them as superheroes and put David Rockefeller's head on Superman. I'm going to play that tomorrow on PrisonPlanet.tv. So you can actually see it, not just the audio of it. Dealing with this about, all these world leaders met secretly at the Rockefeller Foundation at their university because they care so much and want to help African children. Meanwhile, you actually read what the Times of London, interviewing the head of the foundation for the article, they admit, no, it was how to reduce population. That's how they're helping the little children. And then you find out how they're doing it. It's breaking up their families, having CPS kidnapping their kids, drugging their kids. In my film Endgame, I have the head for the state for psychiatry testifying before the legislature. Representative Susanna Hupp, a great lady, she says, well, why are 68%, this is in the film Endgame, she goes, this is Texas testimony, they said, why are 68% of the foster kids on multiple psychotropic drugs? They said, they have bad genes. We're having to do this because they have bad genes. That's just made up. There's no test. There's no. They just say, we put 2/3 plus of the kids. 68% is over 2/3 of the kids on psychotropic drugs. Now listen to this. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation. Now remember how Margaret Sanger and others, when you read her documents and her letters, it's all, we've got to make them think we're helping them and we're helping the children, that we care about them, and that we've also got to run the equality groups and claim that there needs to be equality for blacks. This is how we'll get control of their communities. Right now they've got their own stores, their own businesses, their own colleges. They're becoming wealthy. I mean, folks, blacks had 10% illegitimacy in the 1940s. They now have over 90% illegitimacy. Whites had 95% legitimacy. Now it's past the halfway point where less than half of whites' children are born into a two-parent family. You say, don't attack one-parent homes. We're not. The issue is you're 3 to 4 times more likely to end up in prison or on drugs. The system knows that. We are Homo sapiens sapien. We're meant to be in little tribal units with a man and a woman. You want to beat the New World Order, folks? Stop fighting with your husbands and wives. Team up. It's the family against the world. That's how the elites operate, but they teach you to implode your family so the state can have their way with you. And I have the mainline textbooks where they say the family belongs to the age of barbarism. I remember about a year ago I mentioned a textbook I covered on air that the University of Texas uses. University of Texas at Austin, for all their social workers, that says families are obsolete, belong to the age of barbarism, and are a disease. All family members are mentally ill. Families are mentally ill. Everyone needs to be reeducated. And people didn't believe me, so on the PrisonPlanet.com forum, hundreds of textbooks got scanned and put up, all saying the same thing. It blew everybody away. It's always worse than I'm telling you. Now, listen to how this is all put out flowerily and nice. But this goes further than ABC News that just said, oh, the secret rich, they had a secret meeting to help black children, but they won't say what they met about. And then played weird Super Friend music in the background with Ted Knight announcing them, the Super Friends and the League of Justice, with the heads of Ted Turner and David Rockefeller literally on superheroes' bodies. The average moron on fluoride and Prozac and shot up full of mercury watching that thinking, oh, they're meeting in secret for my own good. And they're only having to report this now because we keep exposing their secret meetings and making films about how they're meeting to carry out eugenics. My film, 2 years ago, released, Endgame, documenting it all. Now major news. Billionaires club in bid to curb overpopulation. Oh. And you actually read what the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation says they're doing with $80+ billion? They say they're, it's for creating mosquitoes that fly out and bite people and then inject them with viruses to sterilize them. You can't make this stuff up. But when you hear on the news, oh, helping black babies. Oh, and Bill Gates' daddy's the head of Planned Parenthood. Oh, that got awards from Hitler and gave awards to Hitler. But they don't tell you that part. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation, America's richest people meet to discuss ways of tackling a disastrous environmental, social, and industrial threat. Some of America's leading billionaires have met secretly to consider how their wealth could be used to slow the growth of the world's population and speed up improvements in health and education. And they admit the education to teach you not to have kids. And see, that's what the global carbon tax is. They brag that carbon isn't bad. We're carbon-based life forms. The planet's based on carbon dioxide, oxygen, water, and sunlight. Those are the four ingredients. But by taxing that, they say they're going to shut down the amount of resources that are available to where you can't afford to have a child. This is why they have to bankrupt the world economy. Openly read the writings of the former Treasury Secretary. Henry Paulson's a big eugenicist. All of them are. This is a cult. And so stealing and thieving and setting up tyranny is all good because it's for your own good. And at the end of the article, they say, why all the secrecy? They wanted to speak rich to rich without worrying anything they said would end up in the newspapers, painting them as an alternative to world government. Because, see, there already is a world government. See that little statement? They don't say there's no world government. They say, oh, an alternative to the world government. And it just goes on here to go over how they have to reduce the world's populations. Now, let me tell you how cold-blooded these people are. Let's say you believe that the world population has to be forcibly reduced by 80% as the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 and 1989 state. And that's conservative. Most of the, well, Dr. Pianca here at UT says forcibly, you know, use Ebola to get rid of 90%. But he at least is somewhat moral in his evil. He says, I'm ready to die, and so is my family. We all want to die. Well, Pianca, don't let me get in the way. You think there's too many people? You go first. Oh, but you have an important message to impart with all those biology students that write white papers saying you're too liberal. All humans must die. Yeah, just Google Dr. Eric Pianca, student PhD white papers, human parasites, and you'll read hundreds of published PhDs of people 5, 10, 15 years ago who, guess what now? You Google the names of the PhD students? Guess where I found out most of them work? Bioweapons labs. Oh, yeah, it's no big deal. They just write white papers saying, oh, I don't, you know, Alex Jones, in fact, that's how I first learned of it, when they were attacking me, sending me threatening emails, saying, read my PhD from 8 years ago. Dr. Pianca is a genius, and you just can't grasp that he's trying to save the Earth. Humans are a parasite, as you will see in my PhD. And then we post her little PhD. Humans are a parasite. We would be better off with total extermination of the human population. By the way, I work in a bioweapons lab now. And you can go look at her in a white lab coat. You ever seen 12 monkeys? They're throwing it in your face. It isn't funny. You understand me? What you're hearing is the most hardcore, key, on target, center of the New World Order information you'll ever hear. And the only reason you're hearing this is because they don't have total control yet. They can steer the planet, but they're not in control yet. But they almost are with their global government, cashless society. They're going to use phony carbon taxes and fake terror to do it. Stay with us. Second hour, straight ahead.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Nominated for a Tony Award. Plus,
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Check your watch. It is 5 o'clock.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Mark Thomas. There's progress in the search for victims of a deadly jet crash in the Atlantic Ocean a week ago. Brazil's Navy says it has picked up three more bodies from Air France Flight 447, bringing the total number recovered to five. Pilots have spotted more bodies and ships are being sent to retrieve them. Hundreds of Pakistani tribesmen, furious over a deadly suicide bombing at a mosque, have laid siege to several Taliban strongholds in the northwestern region. Officials say at least 11 militants have been killed. The clashes appear to be the latest evidence of growing anti-Taliban sentiment in Pakistan. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton says the U.S. is considering putting North Korea back on a list of state sponsors of terrorism. Clinton made the comments today on ABC's This Week. President Barack Obama has pledged a very hard look at tougher measures because of the North's nuclear stance. This is IRN, USA Radio News.
My name is John DeMartino. I'm from Colorado, and I started using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan. It's extremely encouraging for me, and they've given me training on exactly what to say, and I don't have to be a salesman to talk to people that are calling me. It's made me feel like, wow, let's do business. I can only conceive of growing and growing and growing now. I'm 56 years old, and I feel young. I feel renewed. I'm happy. I'm excited about my financial future. In a short amount of time, less than an hour a day, if someone wanted to, they could have a system. This is a stress-relieving business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby. After 5 years, the three-step plan is a proven success story. If you're tired of worrying about money all the time, go to threestepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
White House says there are hopeful signs about employment. Senior presidential adviser David Axelrod told CNN's State of the Union far fewer jobs were lost last month than the month before. Axelrod made the statement from Paris, where he was traveling with Obama on a tour that included a major speech in Egypt. The adviser said Obama had stated previously that employment would be the last element to respond favorably to the economic stimulus money. Axelrod said, quote, "Let's see how the stimulus package works before we begin talking about whether there's a need for another." The U.S. Supreme Court has been asked by Indiana pension funds to delay the sale of Chrysler to Fiat. The pension fund sought the delay to allow it time to challenge the deal. The request was filed after a U.S. appeals court in New York approved Chrysler's sale to a group led by Fiat, a union-aligned trust, and the U.S. and Canadian governments. A ruling by the court in the Chrysler case could set the precedent for the General Motors case. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Here's a word about Israel from Dr. Jack Hayford, president of the International Church of the Foursquare Gospel.
To go to Israel is to change the way you will ever approach the Bible. The Bible becomes faced in an entirely deeper and richer way because you have been where it happened. You'll never be the same when you visit Israel.
To start planning your trip to Israel today, visit www.goisrael.com.
You'll never be the same.
The administrations of President Bush and Obama have mishandled the bankruptcies of both General Motors and Chrysler, so said Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama on Fox News Sunday, claiming neither automaker should have been given government money before filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
General Motors and Chrysler's best bet would go to Chapter 11 then. It would have saved a lot of money, not a political restructuring like what's happened.
On the same show, White House chief economist Austin Goolsbee agreed, saying there was no sense in the Bush administration putting billions of dollars into prop up companies to let them go bankrupt afterward. Shelby called the current restructuring political, saying a lot of money could have been saved without the government loans. The Alabama Republicans said bondholders for both automakers have been sacrificed, and unions, despite pay cuts and layoffs, have fared better. Lawmakers are taking a close look at the latest unemployment figures. Correspondent Terry Moore reports.
In a congressional hearing, Keith Hall, commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, called the job losses moderate and expressed cautious optimism about a light at the end of the recessionary tunnel.
It's hard for me to project, but I will say this sort of moderation is consistent with an improving job market. As far as whether it'll continue to moderate in the future, I can't say.
Specifically, the nation's unemployment rate jumped to 9.4% last month. That matches the rate of July 1983. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
And I'm Mark Thomas. This is IRN USA Radio News.
1591 for details. Get your food.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
I rarely do a whole hour without taking phone calls, but I did because I was going over eugenics, and it's so important. It's what our whole society is based on. I know we have callers from Africa, Austin, Florida, you name it, and your calls are coming up this hour. Carl, Ben, and many others will go to Africa first. 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. Look, I didn't even get into all the other news I wanted to cover, how they're selling the public that humans are bad, and so sterilizing us, having one-child policies, having all these new green taxes openly paid to private banks and to Al Gore. Yes, he owns one of the big carbon trading companies, actually two of them, controlling stock in it. How this is good. This is sick neo-feudalism, ladies and gentlemen. And when you hear about Bill Gates, you know, his wife, they gave $40 billion to help Planned Parenthood in Africa. And oh, Warren Buffett outdid him. He gave 40-something billion. When you actually go through and find out, they put that in tax-free investments. So they don't have to pay taxes on it. Then they take the extra money off the top and fund the vaccines and the rest of it and the sterilizations and the birth control. Very, very sick, ladies and gentlemen. And so that's what's really happening. So after I take some calls, I'm going to get back into this. Also, TV shows like ABC News, Earth 2100, and I went ahead and finally watched this. And it just came out last week. And it's the earth is going to completely die because there's too many people. If we don't reduce the number of people, the earth will die and we will all die. So the yuppies watch it and go, yeah, we got to start killing people or we won't have our SUVs. Total bull. Teaching you to have artificial scarcity. Teaching you to give up your liberties and freedoms. They have this other video produced by George Soros and a bunch of people called The Home Project. And they're copying our model. The model I literally pioneered 10, 12 years ago with the first big viral videos on the web. That is the first viral political videos. They had other ones, you know, where Kib with a lightsaber jumping around or whatever. Or, you know, bloopers videos or whatever. But, you know, I had films and videos online 10, 11 years ago that were getting millions of views. We pioneered that unknowingly. And now all my films are the most viewed on YouTube and Google. The Obama deception, last time I counted it up, when it had been out 2 months, been out about three now, when it had been out 2 months, I spent about 45 minutes counting it up, and it had 15 million plus views. And I had Psychology Today on the phone with me doing this big cover story, you know, kind of a hit piece, I'm sure. And he said, so your film's had about a million views online. And I said, no, it's 15 million last time I checked. Oh, sure. And I said, here, Google Obama deception right now. And I said, okay, click on the first link. What's that say? 2.2 million. What's the next link say? A million. What's the next link say? 2 million. What's the next link say? 500,000. What's the next link say? I said, you want to keep counting here? You want to keep counting here? That's what you want to do. They can't stand that. They can't stand they're not in control. They can't stand that nobody can challenge them, that nobody's able to resist them. They can't stand it. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why George Soros, with millions of dollars of funding, with a bunch of other big companies, you can look at all the globalists and all the effeminate, decadent New World Order companies, mainly, you know, designer clothing that fund this anti-human, the earth's going to die, humans are bad, we got to restrict everything we do, and it's like a cult. People won't water their yards, even though they're on well water, like we're running out of tap water, like we're running out of aquifer water when it's replenished. You're being taught you're bad. You're being taught to live with less. Sure, we should have cleaner systems. Sure, we should develop new systems. That's not what this is. This is about a control group hijacking humanity. If you read the Royal Commission on Population put out by the British government in 1949, you'd know they actually stopped clean power systems from going in the third world so that they would increase their numbers to actually hurt their population so they'd eat up all their resources so they could be controlled. Then they said they'd use soft-kill weapons to wipe out the larger mass after they used the huge population explosion to hamstring them. This isn't about environmentalism. This is about cold-blooded control. And until you've read UN actuaries on this, don't you sit there and laugh at me, some of you people out there, and tell me this isn't true. It's true, and you're being attacked by it. There's all these programs, all these shows. They're brainwashing the kids in schools. I got stacks of mainstream news where the cops are training kids to tattle on their parents. And cops are saying, spy on your neighbors. We're in deep trouble, folks. And the same programs happening in Africa and Australia and the U.S. are happening everywhere else. This is global. We're under a new world order. They talked to you like you were little kids for decades and told you the new world order didn't exist. Remember? And then now they're all the news saying, oh, it does exist. It'll save the global warming. It'll save the currency and stock market banking problem. It's the very bankers that run it that created the crisis. Please, what I'm telling you is absolute fact. We're all in great danger here. And I know they taught you to be smug and smart-mouthed and arrogant and on power trips. I know they taught you not to care. I know they taught you you were the elite. You're not the elite. You stupid, fat, dumb soccer moms calling in to local news stations saying, kill all the blacks and Mexicans, abort their babies for the environment, and so we won't have thugs. You are idiots. Even if you were cold-blooded, don't you understand that anything that can be done to them can be done to you, you fool, and it is? You're idiots. You think you can go around crapping all everybody and it ain't going to come back on you, you stupid twit? You really want, you go look at those little black kids you're wishing weren't alive. You look at those human beings, those sweet little humans. You're filth. You're trash. Let's go ahead and talk to Carl. Let me tell you something. You think there's too many people? Kill yourself. How dare you say kill little babies? If there's too many people, then you need to off yourselves. And I'm not saying do that. But it's a lot more extreme for you to be saying, let's kill little black and Mexican kids. I'm sick of you. Let's go ahead and talk to Carl in Florida. No. Actually, the first caller I want to get to is from Africa. Won't give his name. Says he's in the military. Let's go ahead and take the call from Africa. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Are you over there with Africon?
Yeah, they just stood up last October.
So you're in Kenya? That's Africon's command base, correct?
Yeah, it's in that vicinity in that part of the region.
Okay, you're in command. Tell the slaves about command base Africon.
What's that?
Tell the slaves out there about command base Africon. They don't even know about the Africon operation.
Well, the Africon took over this area here. They just stood it up. It's supposed to replace the previous command, and their focus isn't on the African region and this whole area because
before Africon was a subgroup of CENTCOM, right?
That's correct. CENTCOM was running this area, but CENTCOM is focusing more on the Afghanistan, Iraq region, and so they brought up Africon to basically work this area.
Right. Well, tell me why you're calling from the U.S. military Africon, sir.
What's that?
Tell us why you're calling from Africon.
Well, I wanted to call you, Alex, and tell you thank you very much for the work you're doing. But I was just listening to you for the last hour and 3 minutes that, you know, you get a little worked up, and I understand your passion. But you know what? Some people don't have the ears to hear. You can yell at them till you're red in the face, and they'll never get it.
Because they're slaves.
They're done. It's just that's why I keep telling a lot of my buddies here to listen to you here so they can learn stuff. But they laugh and it's a big conspiracy. They laugh and they think it's a joke. And it's just I tell them, you know what? I'm glad the country's in the position it is right now because that's exactly what you wanted. Because every time you sit there and drink your beer and watch your damn sports and you're not paying attention, you brought it upon yourself. Now you're going to suffer the wrath of it. Because if it takes that extreme for them to wake up, then so be it. If they have to go down to the bottom of the hole to wake up, to change things in our country, and to put this crap aside, and to fix what the problem is with these elitists and these control freaks.
Okay, stay right there. Hold on. Stay right there. I know you've already held an hour, so why not hold more? I'm going to come back, let you make the original point you called in about before I distracted you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 5th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 980.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1,868.504.34 for the half ounce and 252.17 for a quarter ounce. That's 1,868.504.34 and 252.17.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Go back to Africa. Got one of the military people over there in Kenya. You originally tried to call in about something happening in Kenya. Go ahead, then I'll get to everybody else. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Okay, Alex, I just wanted to basically say what I said. Although, in Africa, the military is helping a lot with the people here, which is a good thing.
Yeah, but see, that's PR. Hold on. See, they'll have you build bridges, put in medical clinics, and the doctors in there getting malaria and fighting the bugs, wanting to help little black kids. They don't know they're injecting them with different vaccines that have had different compounds added. They've been caught, mainstream news, adding hormones to tetanus to sterilize women, adding HIV to different injections. I mean, they've been caught, but see, it's compartmentalized.
Well, the things that we do over here, we'll help them with some things, but as the medical aspect, the problem they have with a lot of their clinics is they put a lot of the Kenyans or the Africans through college, to medical school and stuff like that, and they never come back. They stay in the United States or they go to Britain or they go somewhere else where they can make money. That's the big problem they're having here, is they don't come back to do medical work in their communities or in the country. So
I agree, and that allows Bill and Melinda Gates. That allows Bill and Melinda Gates and all them to fill up the vacuum.
Right, which is a real bad thing, because yeah, like the people, like I was saying, the people of Africa are actually really good people, and I've had meeting a lot of nice people over here, and they're decent people.
Are you seeing a big Chinese presence vying for control in Africa?
There is a major struggle, in a sense, that continues over here between different nations, like the Arab nations, Chinese nations, and just different countries. They come in and they help build infrastructure within the country or in the continent. And basically making relationships with them. so they can work together.
And then we're still bad to report it and say they're hypocrites? You know, my whole issue is, look at the Aztecs, look at the Romans, look at all the craziness that every government turns into, and think about Tuskegee and the radiation experiments and all the stuff government over and over again has been caught doing to the medical system, and then we're just going to trust them now, and then it comes out for 36 years they've been taking our blood at birth without asking us for a secret DNA database at Cold Springs Harbor, which is the Eugenics Records Office? Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, you know, if you take that step and believe that these people are a Luciferian cult of pedophiles, you know, that falls right in line, the feminism destroying families, the eugenics destroying families. You know, we can talk about the cremation of terror ritual at Bohemian Grove. You know, it's a druidic absolution ritual, you know, designed to put all of the sins of these global...
Exactly. You got ultra-rich elites that are sick of everything normal. They're sick of the best-looking mistress. They're sick of 15 houses and 10 Learjets. They like cutting little kids' heads off. I appreciate your call. I mean, they like snuff films. I mean, they like evil. Believe me, it's not just a pedophile ring. But, yeah, and I mean, folks, it's so hellish. It's so hellish what's running things, and the public just isn't ready to accept it. And that's why you're going to get everything you got taken, folks. But you'll remember what I said later and then fight back. That's what's important. Down the road, you're going to remember this show. It's never too late to fight the globalists. And I know you're in denial because you were trained to be cowards from birth, but you can wake up and be men and women again. Steve in Houston, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. Hey, I had an interesting conversation earlier today with a lady at church, and she was mentioning to me she has a bunch of apartment complex properties here in the Harris County area just outside of Houston. And she just mentioned to me out of the blue how that she's had wells drilled for these properties so she doesn't have to be on city water, municipal water supply. Well, now the county of Harris is making her pay for that water, and they are charging her at the rate of 2.5 million gallons, I think it's per month, rather than less than 300,000. And I asked her if they put a meter on it. She said, no, all they're doing is estimating. And so I launched into from that about what they did in, what's that country down in South America? Argentina. And I said, here, you know, they did the same thing. And then they had people getting bills of $2,000 and upwards per month.
No, that's it. That's it. And I totally agree with you. Let me explain this. And the UN brags. That's why everything's about water. You hear about Boone Pickens. Oh, he wants to help put windmills in the panhandle. No, that's the biggest aquifer in the U.S. His deal is actually to get that water. So they teach all the yuppies that there's no water left, so they'll accept artificial scarcity, just like they tell women diamonds are precious when they're semi-precious stones. Rubies and emeralds are actually precious. Diamonds are crap. They're just geographically only in Africa, one place in Arkansas, a small area in Canada, and a few areas in Australia. And the globalists bought all those areas up. Diamonds just lay all over the ground. Diamonds are semi-precious. They're not even at the top of the scale for semi-precious. But they tell women they're semi-precious. I mean that they're precious. They advertise you got to have them. Same thing with water. They tell you, don't use water. We're out of water. There's no water. They'll show you a lake when it goes down. What, it's a man-made lake to begin with, and you know, meant to do that. And they train you. And that's why all these big water districts that are really semi-private are going around snatching water, using taxpayer money to do it. And they're going to artificially tell you there's no water. They're doing it all over the world and double, triple, quadruple. And by law in California and Texas, they're installing them without telling the public that the new, quote, smart thermostats, they remote control in your house. And so they're just, again, that's what globalism is, ripping you off, scamming you, squeezing you. And, yes, all over the country and the world, it's the same people run it all, they're charging you for your own well water. They're coming in to established 100-year-old wells with plenty of water. They're saying you can't drill wells. They're saying water's not renewable. They're saying trees aren't renewable. You see, the globalists are monopoly men. The ultra-rich and wealthy got their power through government. See, conservatives, mainline conservatives, won't tell you. Big corporations run the government. They are bigger than most governments. Of the 100 biggest economies, over 50 are now corporations. You understand? They are government. And the left says all corporations are bad and government's good. So see, the right's defending big corporations, the left's defending government as if those two are fighting when they all work together. And until this scam is realized, we're in deep trouble. Can I cram one more in? All right, we're going to come back and go to Peter, and we're going to go to John, Carl, Chris, and others. But does anybody care out there that I just explained to you that all the major wealthy people of the world are allowed to put their money into tax-free foundations, but only if the profits go for eugenics? Do any of you care that almost every major biological weapons scientist that I know of, if you go read their graduate papers to be accepted to biowarfare, they are eugenicists talking about killing humanity? Do you like that the folks that work at the bioweapons labs want you and your family dead? Do you understand they're building a police state lockdown grid? So once they have their New World Order grid in place, they're going to up the ante and start killing people faster and in more obvious ways? I know you won't believe me, but after they kill you and your family, you might.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. This rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to rampage through your calls and get into a bunch of this economic news and police state news today. Let's go ahead and talk to Peter in California. Peter, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was wondering, I don't know if you've covered this or not. I don't know if anyone else has. Why wouldn't Obama's grandmother at his inauguration?
Well, that would be an embarrassment to have his grandmother, who runs around on video saying he was born in Kenya, and now she saw him born in the village. And, of course, he said he had no Muslim roots. It was all made up. Now that he goes over to the Middle East, he says, you know, everything in Muslim, and I have Muslim roots, which is fine if he had them. It's the issue that he lied about it and was very deceptive about it. Again, he's the eugenics president. They need a brown face on the New World Order to sucker everybody in. He's just suckering the Arabs of the Middle East in, just like he suckered the United States in. I mean, he lied about everything he said he would do.
I don't know if he really lies. He could be so MK-altered that it might not be lying.
Yeah, well, before somebody emails me because they're ignorant and says his grandma died 2 days before he won the election, or 2 days after he did or whatever, the one in Hawaii that put him through school, she died of cancer. But the other grandma is still kicking, last time I saw, telling news cameras. Of course, he won't talk about all his aunts living in shacks or his brothers living in shacks or his aunts, are living illegally in Boston, literally in shacks. I mean, I've got family that isn't doing too well sometimes, and I send them money. But no, this is filth. This is trash. This is somebody who's made, $10 million off his book, and his family doesn't get jack crap because that narcissistic, lying slimeball is evil. And, you know, again, everything about him is a lie. He's 6% black. He's half white, 44% Arab on record. His daddy's an Arab. His cousin Odinga's an Arab, who was always attacking the Kenyans. The Arabs are the Muslims are the minority over there, and Odinga rules it. And when he was in the Senate, Obama's own documents came out where he was telling Odinga how to stage riots to contest the election and take over the country illegally. Obama is a hardcore criminal, and that's what my film, The Obama Deception, exposes, period.
You think you might have mentioned this in your second Obama film?
Yes, it's all going to be in there. I wanted to hit stuff in the Obama deception about how he said he was going to get out of these countries, but he lied. How he wasn't going to hire lobbyists, but that's all he hired. How he said he would make all the bailout money and stimulus money public, and now he makes it secret. About how he's funded by the globalists, how he funds eugenics, how he's going to have forced youth brigades, and now they've got him on TV in red and black uniforms marching, telling the high school kids they've got to go march in red and black uniforms. I mean, it's happening, folks. He's got over a dozen bills introduced to basically end the Second Amendment, and every time we bring it up, the media says it doesn't exist.
If a mainline reporter did ask any questions like this, I mean, he would definitely be out of a job, you know, fairly soon. So they're all controlled. Every one of them.
Absolutely. And the Republican, you know, I'm not even so much worried about Barack Obama. He's bad news. They're trying to make him the messianic savior. I've got news clips where they call him God on CNBC and MSNBC. They go, you know, he's like president of the world. He's like God. I'm going to play that clip tomorrow because I want to save it so people can actually see the video when we simulcast the weekday show at prisonplanet.tv. They say he is God. And then I have this weird thing of Bill Clinton. Don't me forget where they say Bill Clinton is the Prince of Peace, like Jesus. It's in San Antonio. And then I got him saying David Rockefeller is like Superman saving the black children when the guy openly, you know, this whole foundation's about murdering blacks. I mean, it's on record, the Rockefeller Foundation. Google history of Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. It was established by the Rockefellers. I mean, you just can't make this up. Everything Hitler did was from these people. John in Tampa, you're on the air.
Hey, I just want to wrap this up, how they're typing in the squeeze here locally on is real quick about stuff that's just like happening right in the front of the headlines. We belong to a co-op electric company, which is smaller, so they sent out our like carbon tax is going to be $600 more a year for our power.
Yeah, no. They're passing carbon taxes everywhere. It's going to destroy industry. They claim the economic stimulus on the news is the carbon tax, which, where China and India and Mexico and hundreds of other countries have zero carbon cuts. It, only we got to pay it. Folks, this is the shut us. Sorry, go ahead.
See, the thing is, though, Alex, that a lot of, like, big progressive power and all the power companies are
the jackass liberals
now.
Love it. I mean, I meet these neurotic neighbors. I go, why is your yard dead? People that are on wells. And they say, oh, I can't water. It'll hurt the earth. Listen, you idiot. There's a life cycle. Take the water out of the ground. It goes up into the clouds. It comes back down. You idiots. Sorry, you're
well,
being...
Listen to this, okay? The police charged an accident victim. She wasn't even charged in the car accident. She got a bill 2 or 3 weeks later for $400 for accident reporting.
No, I know. The police admit that they're writing everybody tickets, squeezing everybody. They're arresting ambulance drivers that turn their lights on now. I mean, everything's falling apart. I have a bill I haven't gotten to yet. That is going to the governor's desk that says no more Fourth Amendment, no more Bill of Rights. The CPS can kidnap any kids they want. I mean, it's just totally criminal. And the CPS, I was given 5-6-year-old numbers. They were 5 times more likely Justice Department to abuse kids. Now I got the new numbers this week. I got it here in the article. They're the 7 times more dangerous than any other group. And they study all groups is governments with kids in custody. The CPS are the ones that need to be shut down. They say no matter how many kids they kill, no matter how many pedophiles join CPS because they can rape kids and get away with it there, no matter how bad it is, it's still to save kids. It's okay if they kill 100 kids to save one kid, and all they do is advertise how parents are bad. I was reading on one of the local news sites that was criticizing all of this, sir, you know, showing the bill, and the CPS workers are going, families are evil, parents abuse their children. No, the statistics don't lie. You do, you degenerate scum that violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Go ahead.
Well, listen, you talk about this stuff, but I'm seeing it here locally, and...
I know, they're taking over.
Believe it or not...
Listen, I've had senators on...
Alex, listen, there's 50 protesters out there now... Just saying, where happened to my kids? I mean, on this corner,
hey,
we're taking their kids.
Sitting there with the headphones on,
I know,
are
they
you?
Pick them up. Listen, I had a senator on from Georgia, and she named the names. It's in the newspaper where they go to school, and they go, we need a blonde-haired kid. Somebody wants a black-haired white girl that's got a beauty mark, and they literally just grab your kids. I mean,
well, listen, okay, I was in Target, and I got targeted for pickup in Target. I'm not making this up.
What happened?
You've seen I go in there, I work construction. I'm a construction worker. I got a certain kind of stance, like iron workers or whatever. I walk in, and I think that's why I was targeted for the cameras. But before even this happened 2 months ago, I saw, 300 of those bubbles they got over a Super Target store. They're, 15 feet apart. The camera bubbles.
Oh, I know. They're training you over the top where when you go to the beach now, there's surveillance cameras and things scanning your face. Folks, listen to me. Even if you think CPS are the greatest people on earth, why did we have due process before? Why are they taking children? They already take kids without warrants and without judges' orders. And then they got their own sickening family courts, and it comes out in national news that these family courts, everyone they look into, the judges are being paid kickback on the number of kids they take. There's federal bounties. They grab over 1 million kids every year. And it makes me mad. The government is a bunch of child kidnapping trash. Don't you know about the eugenicist Nazis kidnapping everybody's kids and the Soviets and the communist Chinese? It's the same thing. It's what government does. Kids are valuable. There's people that want to adopt them. This is how they operate. This is how they work. And it just tears my guts out, man. It tears my guts out to know I'm right about this, to know it's real. Now, I'm going to tell you about this bill when we get back. I forgot to get to it. It's going to the governor's desk. By the way, this bill wasn't even passed. After it was in committee, Kirk Watson tagged it onto a bill through corrupt House rules. I tell you, there's nobody worse in the Texas Senate than Kirk Watson, that unbelievable monster.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why The7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
You know something? I'm going to say it again. People get upset and fired about their hockey team or about the Cowboys or about Michigan State or whatever. I get upset. I mean, I read the CPS orders where they file fake reports and are so lazy, they won't even file the report with the right kid's name in one case I covered. It was just a wrong name. They said the kid was three. It was a newborn baby. They went and snatched it. No judge, no jury. Well, now they've introduced a bill where it's not even that. They can have your medical records. They can snatch your kid. Anything. Now, this will get thrown out by the Texas Supreme Court. And they're doing this because they snatched those 400 kids. And I don't care if those were weirdos out there. They get their due process. And they had to release them. Remember with the Mormon split-off group? So they're trying this. And Kirk Watson, I remember him grabbing all that land out west of Austin and making taxpayers pay for it. They wouldn't let the people that owned it build on it, saying that because of salamanders. As soon as Kirk Watson, his little private bank out there on the edge of town, as soon as that happened, oh, we can build ranchettes on this now. Yeah, we can let select developers build stuff out there. When he was mayor of Austin, these people made, but they're for the earth, just like the liberals, you know, just like the, oh, Margaret Sanger loves the black people. Ted Turner and David Rockefeller had a secret meeting to reduce the blacks' numbers because they love them so much. Oh, it's so liberal. You see, they can't come take your house or your kids or your land. If they just come and say, I'm taking it, you'll fight back. But if they come and say, oh, you've been bad, it's for your own good, it's for the planet, you'll put up with it. I tell you, Kirk Watson makes me sick. I mean, he's the quintessential little oily fat cat. One night they were doing Beyond the Beltway up here, a nationally syndicated show out of the same studios here because they were traveling. Producer Dumont comes on after this show here on this station and others. And Watson came in and saw me and literally turned white when I was leaving. And I said, Watson, I'm not going to be mean to you. Have a nice day, Watson. You're going to hell. Don't worry. I didn't say that to him. But, you know, I'm a professional guy. I just can't get up here and think about him snatching people's kids without due process. And to know, you know, literally, I scan the news 4, 5, 6 hours sometimes. Sometimes I get addicted and might scan for 5, 6 hours at a time, you know, at night alone. But every day, 4 or 5 hours, you know, split up in the morning and at lunch and at night. And every day I see articles in Austin where I live where it'll say, oh, a mother arrested for child abuse. And I go, it's not going to be a mother. 5 paragraphs in. In fact, I'll be sitting there at the breakfast table reading the paper, and I'll say to my wife, watch this. It says a mother put her kid in a hot tub and boiled its skin off. It's going to be a foster parent. It'll say parent arrest, because they don't want to say, they want to put the propaganda on the idea of parents. They play little semantical games, and then I'll open the next page, and I'll say, oh, I'm right. How many times have you seen me do that at the office, Paul? I know how they operate. And it'll say, oh, the foster parent. Some lazy PhD. They're always a PhD. They couldn't get a regular job. They're lazy. You know, they don't contribute to society. They just go out and they warehouse 4 or 5 kids at their house and they make money off of them. And when they're bad, they put them in boiling water. They probably took the kid because the kid had a bruise on their leg. And now they're going to go in some boiling water. Now they're going to get their teeth pulled out. I mean, how many courts have ruled that the state can keep kids in cages? I always hear a repairman saw the kids living in cages, but the state has ruled that the foster parent can keep the children in cages. They just can't do it more than 14 hours a day. You can go read those cases. You think I'm joking? I have the Buffalo News. Here it is. And I have the London Guardian. Same day this came out, Thursday. And it says, oh, the police can taser you to make you answer questions or to give DNA. So Art Acevedo now out at these warrantless checkpoints where they have these blank warrants signed by judges without true probable cause.
Is that a radio host
some
over there right
Some states do
here?
Without warrants, like Indiana does it
without even
fake warrant.
I guess I'll
now,
put away my notes.
Roll up your sleeve when they take blood and dark
myself,
in the night. One of these RVs they have. They're just going
to
taser you. I remember in Miami about 4 years ago where they started tasering people who wouldn't give urine samples.
The only thing that was
chaining them down and tasering them and saying, oh, yes, pain compliance. That's called torture. Legalized torture in America. And they tell you torturing people with waterboarding or raping their kids in front of them. The Army's own report. The Army admits they rape kids in front of their parents, and they say that isn't torture.
That's like 95%
of the job, right?
Oh,
don't believe me. Just Google Army report.
Yeah, right.
Abu Ghraib raping children. You'll have MSNBC, and you'll have New Yorker magazine. In fact, they don't believe me, guys. Right now, I want to read the headlines. I didn't print them. Google Army report. Children raped. And give me the MSNBC New Yorker magazine. Because I know you're cowardly, some of you out there, and you want to deny what's going on. Or maybe you're saying I'm the extremist. How dare you not want to rape children, Alex? How dare you not want the government to be kidnapping children and taking them to government rape rooms with big fat pedophiles that have their way with them? Where do you think the pedophiles go? They go become truancy officers and CPS people. You know about the Texas Youth Commission? The media focused on the cockfighting, human cockfighting, with kids beating each other to death? No. They were pimping little kids out. That's what the Texas Rangers tried to stop. But no, they weren't allowed to.
Your time, we're gonna have
it was judges making the money
the
off the pimping the kids.
At 8:15 your You're time, evil. We're going to have
And let me tell you, I get angry about real issues.
Same one we
I haven't
on
been
before,
guilty. Sorry. I haven't okay. been lobotomized. Sorry. I haven't had my manhood taken. I haven't had my soul taken. I don't recognize evil. You go yell and scream about your stupid, fake manhood sports. I'll yell and scream with what my manhood was meant for to fight tyranny.
Okay.
See how that's a false expression. Okay. They make you use up your manhood on fake baloney. And it'd be fine if we weren't going to hell in a handbasket to spend your time enjoying sports. I'm not saying that. But when you get upset about it and cry and yell, then you're the first one to tell me I'm weird because I think this is bad. Ruling allows taser use to get DNA, maybe nation's first. Actually, I Googled it. It's not the nation's first. And it says it's legally permissible for police to zap a suspect with a taser to obtain DNA samples as long as it's not done maliciously or to an excessive extent or with resulting injury.
Okay, sorry about that.
So that ruling's a lie saying it doesn't injure you, it doesn't hurt
First
you.
First off, we
That's
got torture. The Ben Jealous
That's torture. Oh, you won't pee in a cup?
Is about
I'm going to chain you down and electrocute you.
And I did my best to clean
and
it up.
And I'm the extremist because I'm saying that's wrong. I got another one here.
Clear, but
Chip
still not,
encounters
you know,
encourages
great.
Residents to report out-of-state license plates. I've got stacks of these. I've got like 50 of these.
Newt
I didn't
Gingrich
even cover 30, 40, 50. I don't
thing.
Know. A huge stack
that
of articles.
That is just under 2 minutes
and
long.
Again, it's always petty things. Oh, report child abuse. Oh, report out-of-state plates if your neighbor right. hadn't changed them. They're a scoff law. We're not able to scan and read those here locally.
Clips,
go ahead and report your neighbor. Report your neighbor for pot. Report your neighbor for this. Report your neighbor for that. Every day I see articles
year,
where
she says the U.S. would retaliate.
Realtors are in people's houses and see gun cases and call the cops on them like guns are illegal because they teach these morons that on the nightly news. Guns aren't illegal, you stupid, cowardly, chicken neck pieces of filth. Don't you understand you're going to have everything taken from you by these offshore banks because you've turned into domesticated, foolish scum? Oh, I'm sick of tyranny. I want to defeat the New World Order. CHP encourages residents to report out-of-state license plates. California Highway Patrol is out to catch cheaters. How about yourselves? The CHP is asking people to report those who drive around with out-of-state license plates. The program is called Californians Help Eliminate All the Evasive Registration Scoff Laws or Cheaters. And again, the cops could pull people over with out-of-state plates. It's about making, they always make the most basic thing illegal or the perception of illegal. It's like when they tell cops, if you pull somebody over and they've got a road almanac, they're probably a terrorist. Or if they got a Ron Paul sticker, they're probably a terrorist. Because, see, if they can sell you to start looking when you're in people's houses. By the way, you know most carpet cleaner companies and people make more money off tattling on you than they do off cleaning your carpets. You know, most carpet cleaning companies, big ones, just lose money. The money is in the tattling and scoping your house. Because the company ends up getting about 20% or any fines or fees or payoffs. That's on record. And then they give a little goodie to their little spy. So while you're out of the room and the carpet cleaner's in there cleaning and the plumber's in there, he's digging around through everything you got. This country's like the Soviet Union. And again, I'm the weirdo because I don't like it. See, you got a problem. We were all taught that was the Soviet Union, that was Nazi Germany. But see, now we're being taught it's good. No, it isn't good. It's degenerate. Unbelievable. Look at all these other articles I've got. I mean, they just get more and more hardcore. More and more incredible. I mean, look at this article I didn't even get to. Obama's elite agenda, black abortion for profit. Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, wrote to her financial sponsor, Clarence Gamble, the Procter & Gamble heir. We should hire 3 or 4 colored ministers, preferably with social service backgrounds and with engaging personalities. The most successful educational approach to the Negro is through a religious appeal. We don't want the word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man who can strengthen and straighten out the idea if it ever occurs to any of the more rebellious members, speaking about teaching them to have abortions. Speaking before the Rockefeller-sponsored Planned Parenthood Action Fund banquet, July 17, 2007, candidate Barack Obama made his public announcement that his first act as president would be signing the FOCA Freedom of Choice Act. The Freedom of Choice Act amounts to a deregulation of the abortion industry and provides free, federally funded abortions on demand where 10-year-olds don't have to tell their parents in the public schools. Got to get a permission slip to go to the zoo with the school, but not to be injected or not to have your baby ripped out of you. Obama is then color minister with social service background and engaging personality, Sanger envisioned. It goes on. I'm out of time. Sorry I didn't get to all your other calls. Be back live during the week. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Get out there and warn everybody you know. Get the Obama deception and endgame out to everybody and never give up. Get your humanity back. Yeah!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can